This is from my last novel called Slow Death. What do you think of the European Parliament? A militant asked as he stepped into Johnny's path. Not a lot, the boot boy replied. In that case, perhaps you'd like to buy a copy of Marx's Times, the tosser said as he held up the magazine. I'm very interested in what you've got to say, but I'm illiterate, Johnny lied. Do you think you could read some of it out loud to me? If you bought the magazine, you could get one of your friends to read it for you, the Marxist suggested, fearing he'd end up wasting his time on the skinhead when he could be flogging party literature to an educated passerby. It's not my fault if I'm thick, Johnny exploded. My mum and dad always worked in factories, and I didn't get on with the teachers at school. In fact, I was hardly ever there. I grew up on a council estate. No one's ever taught me nothing. Go on, read me a bit of the magazine. I'm very interested in what you've got to say. I bet you've been to university and all that. You'd read it much better than my mates. None of them would know how to pronounce the long words. Oh, all right, the militant granted. Then after turning over a few pages, he began. In its struggle to overthrow the capitalist system of commodities, of alien things, and replace these antagonistic relationships with a socialised totality, where the products of human labour are no longer turned against the proletariat in its estrangement from the surplus value it creates, the working class faces. Hold on a minute, Johnny interrupted. I thought you was going to tell me about why the European Parliament is shit. I'm not interested in all this working class stuff. It's got nothing to do with me. Look, the Marxist said impatiently. I was getting to the European Parliament in a minute. The article begins by explaining how the proletariat relates to European politics. That ought to make the whole piece more interesting to you. It's written from a perspective you share with a party because you're working class. If I'm working class, Johnny spat, why am I on the dole? Why ain't I got a job? But that's just semantics, the militant cried. Fuck you, Johnny screamed as he rammed his fist into the Marxist's mouth. There was a satisfying crunch of splintering bone, and the bastard staggered backwards, spitting out gouts of blood and the occasional piece of broken tooth. Johnny was about to move in for the kill when he spotted two cops running down the street. I'm so glad you're here, Johnny told a WPC. This creature attempted to headbutt me after I told him I wouldn't listen to the lies he was spouting about our wonderful police force. Although I didn't start the trouble, once I was attacked, I had no choice but to defend myself. I'm so glad you've come because it proves my point about there always being a bobby around to sort things out whenever he or she is needed. Don't worry, son, the youthful WPC said, as a male colleague handcuffed the militant. We'll make sure this troublemaker is prosecuted. Now, before I send you on your way, I'll need to take your details and a statement.